NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? CUC Radio English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. This is Gao Keyan.
And this is Wei Rongguo. Today is Wednesday, April the 11th, the sixth week of this term.
Here is the roundup of the latest news, coming up next 30 minutes.
Things you must know about major transformation.
President Xi to attend 2018 Boao Forum for Asia.
Israel suspends plan to send 16,000 African migrants to Western countries.
All about idol producer. Who is your pick?
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
The new term has already begun. Students' life and study have back to the normal track. We are all supposed to go further in our major, polishing our knowledge and enriching ourselves. However, some students have their great decision to make, that is, whether to give up their major for a new one. Major transformation is always a difficult choice and a great task.To prepare for that, you need to not only get good grades in your original major to get an opportunity, but also get down to prepare your new major.
How many students have the idea of major transforming? How well have they prepared? And what should they prepare? Well, let's connect our correspondent Cao Yidan for the detailed information.
In terms of major transformation, it can become really complex and tedious. Students who want to select a new major for themselves are required to submit some paperwork, including the report cards and certificates related to the ideal major. According to the data, quite a few students decided to have a doctor's try this year, and the competition can get really tough.Here we are, and now I'm going to interview some students who have just devoted themselves into this white war. So how did you prepare for it?
I investigate the major's features and characters deeply, and I ask the major's teachers some advice.And read some books about this public relationship major.
So what makes you choose to transform your major?
Because I'm interested in journalism and I always keep informed of the latest news. Besides, this major has a great career prospect and it meets the demands of the majority of the occupations in this society.
Thank you, Yidan. Now we have the general idea.For those who want to challenge themselves to change major, we wish you good luck. For those who are satisfied to their present major, we hope you can go further and make achievements.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news.Chinese President Xi Jinping will deliver a keynote speech at April's Boao Forum for Asia, and new measures to further open up the Chinese economy will be announced. Chinese State Councilor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi said on Tuesday. Speaking at a media briefing in Beijing, Wang said the BFA had become an important bridge connecting China with the rest of the world, that is, distinctively Asian,while also visible globally.
Wang added that the forum would showcase China's progress in reform and opening up, and the over 2,000 attendees will hear a series of new opening up measures that China will take and a vision for the future. President Xi will attend the forum for the third time and deliver the keynote speech at the opening ceremony, as well as meet board members, business leaders, and world leaders. Xi will make China's voice heard and make Chinese positions known, the foreign minister added.
Chinese President Xi Jinping on Monday called for efforts to build a green China as he planted trees in Tongzhou, a suburb of Beijing, along with the country's top leaders and members of the public. Xi said it is important to uphold people-centered development while carrying out extensive land greening programs. Officials should lead the public to plant trees voluntarily and treat the ecological environment as importantly as their own lives, he said. Xi last visited Tongzhou District in February 2017 when he inspected the Grand Canal Forest Park.
The Beijing-Hangzhou Grand Canal, listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site, stretches over 1,700 kilometers away through six provinces and cities, with 42 kilometers in Tongzhou. Xi said the district has historical and cultural advantages and local officials should explore the resources in local economic growth while doing more to protect the environment. Tongzhou, the so-called subsidiary center of Beijing, in the eastern suburb of China's capital. Beijing aims to move what is called non-capital functions out of the city in order to relieve traffic, congestion, and pressure on public services.
Okay, let's look at the international news. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday he was suspending a plan to send thousands of migrants to three Western countries, putting the brakes on a decision he had announced only hours earlier. Netanyahu said on his Facebook page that the deal would be re-examined. He had come under heavy criticism for the agreement by members of his coalition and citizens of a Tel Aviv community where a large migrant community lives.
Under the plan made with the United Nations Refugee Agency, Israel was to send at least 16,250 African migrants to Canada, Italy, and Germany. Netanyahu said earlier Monday that the agreement was the result of an unprecedented understanding with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. The plan allowed for thousands of other African migrants to stay in Israel. There are approximately 37,000 illegal immigrants in Israel, the majority from Eritrea or Sudan, according to the Population and Immigration Authority.
At its highest point, there were some 65,000 illegal immigrants in Israel. Over the past decade, the Population and Immigration Authority says it has received 54,600 requests for asylum. Only 33 have been accepted. Tens of thousands remain mired in the bureaucratic process, though Israeli leaders say they have added staff to clear the backlog.
In comparison, through the first three quarters of 2017, nearly 90% of asylum seekers in the European Union were granted refugee status, according to a compilation of data from Eurostat, the EU's data compilation site. More than 60% of asylum seekers from Sudan were granted similar status.
California coffee shops may soon be forced to warn customers about the possible cancer risk linked to their morning jolt of Java. The state keeps a list of chemicals. It considers possible causes of cancer, and one of them, acrylamide, is created when coffee beans are roasted.
A lawsuit first filed in Los Angeles County Superior Court in 2010 targets several companies that made or sell coffee, including Starbucks, 7-Eleven, and BP. The suit alleges that the defendants failed to provide clear and reasonable warning that drinking coffee exposed people to acrylamide.
The court documents state that under the California Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act of 1986, also known as Proposition 65. Business must give customers a clear and reasonable warning about the presence of agents that affect health and that these stores fail to do so.
In addition to paying fines, the lawsuits want companies to post warnings about acrylamide with an explanation about the potential risks of drinking coffee. If the suit is successful, the signs would need to be clearly posted at store counters or on walls where someone could easily see them when making a purchase. So, nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sports news. Uruguay vote to strengthen soccer cooperation with China, as soccer is one of Uruguay's most precious assets, Uruguayan Ambassador Fernando Lugres said Tuesday. The pledge was made during a press conference held at the Uruguayan embassy after Uruguay won this year's China Cup in Nanjing a day ago. Noting that China and Uruguay are good friends and partners, Lugres said cooperation in sports has witnessed great progress, especially since the establishment of a strategic partnership in October 2016. To celebrate the 30th anniversary of the establishment of bilateral diplomatic ties, we could further promote exchanges and cooperation on soccer this year, the ambassador said. Chinese table tennis megastar Zhang Jike has finally found his true love, but it might mean the end of his career with the national team. After months of rumors, the 30-year-old world and Olympic champion revealed his relationship with Chinese actress Jing Tian on Wednesday with a short announcement on Weibo, K loves T. K means Ke, the abbreviation of his last name, and T means Tian. While he also posted a picture of himself holding hands with Jing while they walked on the beach. And traditionally, state-run sports like table tennis in China, players are discouraged from pursuing romantic relations during their pro career. Since winning the team gold medal at the Rio Olympic Games and the 2017 Asian Championships, injury-plagued Zhang has been a popular object of the tabloids and TV shows, leading to speculation he might bid farewell to the sport and become an entertainment star. Lee Angelo Bo has submitted his early entry paperwork for the 2018 NBA draft. His agent, Harrison Gaines, told Yahoo Sports, Bo, 19, has been playing professionally for Vytautas in Lithuania this season after being indefinitely suspended by UCLA following a shoplifting incident in China last year. Lee Angelo will work out for several NBA teams and take part in the pro basketball combine at IMG Academy in Florida in May, according to his agent. Even before he got in trouble at UCLA, Lee Angelo wasn't considered a top prospect in this year's draft. His stock might have improved overseas, though, as he's averaged a league-leading 15.7 points while hitting 45% of his shots from three-point range in nine First Division Lithuanian League games for Vytautas. Loverboy has previously predicted all three of his sons will be playing for the Lakers by 2020. Meanwhile, Arizona Wildcats guard Rael Elkins announced on Tuesday he will hire an agent and enter the draft. Rafael Nadal, who will return to the number one spot in the ATP rankings at the start of April, has been included in the Spanish Davis Cup team to face Germany on the quarterfinals of the competition. Nadal replaced Albert Ramos, who has decisive in previous round against Great Britain in a team completed by Roberto Bautista, Pablo Carreño, Feliciano Lopez, and David Ferrer, when team captain Sergi Bluger named the team on Tuesday. The last game Nadal presented his country in the Davis Cup was against India in New Delhi 2 years ago. With various fitness issues, the main reason he has not played in the team competition since then. His start to this season has also been affected by injury as he has struggled with a hip injury, which forced him to retire the quarterfinals of the Australian Open. Raheem Sterling has vowed to finally immolate his blistering Manchester City form in an English shirt at the electric winging eyes redemption at the World Cup. Sterling's last taste of a major international tournament was a bitter one, but the forthcoming World Cup in Russia had the potential to be a far more uplifting experience for the 23-year-old. Sterling endured vitriolic abuse for his name performances at Euro 2016, a witch hunt that peaked when he posted a social media message appearing to flaunt his wealth just hours after playing in England's humiliating last-16 loss to Iceland. His problems carried over to City as Sterling's struggled to impress new boss Pep Guardiola last season, sparking rumors that the winger would be sold. But Sterling has fiercely competitive streak burning beneath a largely placid demeanor, and he rose to the challenge of providing Guardiola and his critics wrong. That's all for the sports. Let's move on to the entertainment.
Welcome to Weekly Entertainment. Stick to the channel and I'll bring you a terrific show tonight. The Weasley series, one of Hong Kong novelist Ni Kuang's most well-known adventure science fiction series, is being adapted into a 3-season-long streaming drama. The show's studio iQIYI announced in Beijing on Tuesday. According to Wang Xiaohui, iQIYI chief content officer, the first season, The Great Adventurer Weasley, Fragment Man, is set to hit the platform on April 9th. The Weasley series is iQIYI's newest attempt to take on the adventure science fiction genre, he said. The most well-known character of Ni, Wesley is the wealthy owner of a trading company who loves to travel the world solving mysteries. During his many adventures around the globe, he continually encounters alien beings and supernatural beings. Chinese authorities have decided to ban Taiwan film Missing Johnny, originally slated for April 13th, in response to accusations that lead actor Lawrence Kuo supports Taiwan independence, announced An Fengshan, a spokesperson for the Taiwan Affairs Office of the State Council, at a press conference on Wednesday. Kuo, star of Taiwan films A Brighter Summer Day and Yi Yi, was accused by mainland netizens of supporting Taiwan independence, along with his father, Taiwan director Ko Chan. This is not the first time that mainland authorities have banned films starring Taiwan stars, who have been accused of supporting Taiwan independence. TV series My Dear Boy, produced and starring renowned Taiwan actress Ruby Lin, was removed from mainline streaming platform Tencent Video in early January because the show advocated Taiwan independence. This year's Golden Broom Awards, China's equivalent to the US Golden Raspberry Awards, which awards the worst movies of the previous year, crowned Buddhist in India, Once Upon a Time, and Pure Hearts into Chinese showbiz as the most disappointing Chinese films of 2017 at a ceremony in Beijing on Monday. Chinese actress Liu Yifei was named the most disappointing actress for her performances in fantasy drama Once Upon a Time and The Chinese Widow, while actor Zheng Kai was given the equivalent award for the male performer. While few winners ever show up to claim their awards, actor Wang Baoqiang made a surprising appearance to claim the worst director title for his maiden directing work Buddhist in India. Joking that he felt sorry for the audiences who saw his film, Wang said he hoped the award would inspire him to improve as a director. Wang's acceptance speech quickly went viral in China, winning applause from thousands of Chinese netizens. Pop star Dua Lipa has spoken out about sexism in the music industry, saying women struggle to get recognition. For a male artist, people instantly assume they write their own music, but for women, they assume it's all manufactured, she told GQ. The 22-year-old co-wrote the majority of her Brit Award-winning debut album. In 2016, she said she had worked on more than 130 songs for the record and learned a lot from the co-writers that were coming in to help me, the bones of how to write a proper song. A major breakthrough came on the early single Last Dance, she continued. It was the song where we figured out what my sound was going to be. The beat, the darkness, the lyrics, the pop chorus. It's the one I would take to new producers and say, right, this is my sound. China's box office exceeded 50 billion yuan on Monday, the first year the country has broken the 50 billion mark, according to the State Administration of Press, Publication, Radio, Film and Television. Data from the administration showed that as of 57 past 6 p.m. Monday, a total of 1.448 billion viewers entered cinemas this year, up 50% from last year. Box office of domestic movies reached 26.2 billion yuan, accounting for 52.4% of the total. A total of 78 films pocketed 100 million yuan each, including 39 domestic ones. The country has seen its box office earnings increase steadily for the past 50 years. In 2002, it was less than 1 billion yuan. In 2010, over 10 billion yuan. 2013, more than 20 billion yuan. And in 2015, over 40 billion yuan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's commentary. I am commentator Zheng Wanying. Recently, nearly all of my social network platform was taken by several young hunk. You must heard about Cai Xukun, Fan Chengcheng, or Justin, even if you have never seen Idol Producer, which raised heated discussion. Idol Producer as a planning program gathers trainees from different entertainment company. Trainees will be trained under a good environment with well-known singing and dancing mentors, including Zhang Yixing, Li Ronghao, Zhou Jieqiong, and so on. And the role everyone sitting in front of the media play as producer, who have the power to decide which one is qualified to stand on the final stage. Virtually, it's a program brings secretive star-making process into public. From audition to final debut competition, from passive waiting role to active selecting role, all of these starstruck carnival phenomenon indicate the rising of a whole new cultural ecology, fan culture. It's hard to tell the actual time when fan culture starts to appear. However, the institutionalized and systemized of idol culture lay solid foundation for the rising of fan culture. Fans followed up idols and tried their best to make their idols. We have actually discussed about the idol culture at the very beginning of our program at last term. Idols are idols, no actors or professional singers. Idols are jobs survived with love. The cheapest capital, such as beautiful faces or well-designed public images, can trade for fame and money, while the system and industry asking for youth and freedom as prices. In order to help everyone getting closer to groups and culture we mentioned above, a real fangirl is ready to remove your doubts. Welcome, Renee!
Hello everyone, I'm the new commentator Renee Cao Ruiling from International Journalism.
Renee has once been my partner at commentary. Welcome back. Renee is a real fangirl, as I introduced. As a loyal fan to Korean pop group Super Junior, she also followed up every episode of Idol Producer. So, who's your pick and why?
My favorite trainee is Cai Xukun, and I picked him when I saw the first episode of this TV show. I think he's very versatile since he's good at rap dancing and his singing skill is not bad. I think he's very talented in playing on a stage, and maybe being an idol is his dream from a very young age. I just fall in love with his charm in the stage, and when he's singing and dancing in the stage, I think he was just shining very strongly.
What makes you continue following up this program?
As you know, I just follow this TV show from the very beginning to the end, and the very important reason is that my favorite trainee Cai Xukun, he just stayed in the TV show and he be the champion of the show. And he may be the very strong factor. That is why I follow this TV show. And I think this TV show is of a lot of innovation. As you know, I'm also a fan of the Korean idol industry, and I will follow this trainee's updates. And this time, China imported this style of training idol, and that interests me most.
There is a big amount of people online who blame on the quality of the programs and the trainings. Actually, as far as I'm concerned, most of the trainings are not well prepared to debut as a qualified idol. And what's your opinion?
This TV show is mainly about picking 9 out of 100 trainees. And the most important factor is the supporters' vote. As we know, we can vote for our favorite trainees, and to some extent, it is us who send them to the stage and help them debut. I think no one can earn everybody's favor, and many people thought their skills is not to such a level to debut, but I think everyone have their fan. Beside their fan, they have some other factors, like they have a very strong background, like they have a very powerful company, and maybe they earn a favor of those. And maybe they own the favor of the producers and the teachers. In other words, it is not only us who send them to debut. When it comes to the TV show itself, many people think it is quite similar to the TV show in Korean, and I have the same feeling too. The idol industry have a long history in Korea, but it's a quite brand new thing in China. And China want to have a new try for the entertainment industry. I think it is a good sign for all the industry, since it brings something new, fresh blood to our country.
Do you really think that the final debut group will have a bright future under the current entertainment ecology of China? What I mean is being popular as a group, not individuals.
The winners of the final will become a boy group to debut, and it is quite new, but it is not the first one. Several years ago, we saw the idol group called TFBOYS. These 3 young boys gathered together to debut. And we see several years later, and now they are still very popular. So I think debuting in group is not a bad way for the entertainment industry. And we know in other Asian countries like Korea and Japan, their idol group are a very important part in their entertainment industry. And they have the stage, they have the TV show for those idol group. But in China, such chance and such stage is very rare. So maybe to adapt the new style of entertainment, the TV shows or the stages, the programs may make some change. and the result may be good or may be bad. Let's wait and see.
Through Renee's answer, I believe that we have been closer to this group. Actually, there are no specific disgusting points in today's commentary. We can see idol producer and trainees from various kinds of perspective, but I still want to explain from the view of fans and idol culture. In the interview, I asked Renee that did she think the final debut group will have a bright future under the current entertainment ecology of China. The limit between idol and actors and professional singers is blurred. We do have idols like Luhan, Chris, all the trainers are going to debut. But the most funny thing is, they do not consider themselves as idol. They enjoy getting fame and money through their parents, selling image, or lackluster skills while they're dissatisfied with paying their youth and freedom. They regard this fair trade as deprivation. In the very first episode, I said, when idols are desperate to gain reputation, they are loyal to their fans, calling out the slogan, "We go together." When idols are exhausted about the pressure and constraint brought by star aura, they do whatever they want without consideration. But, sorry, unless you improve your professional skills until you can reach the top by your own works, as you choose to be an idol, you must obey the rules. Beside points above, I worried about whether the final group can long continue. The entertainment industry is quite different from country which has strict rules and perfect system like Korea or Japan. We do not have specific program for idols' propaganda. They were rivals, competitors at first. Now they are asked to fight as group. Fans vote for individuals but not for group. I doubt whether the group will last for a long time. Anyway, the final group has been prepared. Let's see whether the group will become a turning point. And here ends our today's commentary. I am commentator Zheng Wanying. Bye!
Thank you, Cao Ruilin and Zheng Wanying. We'll offer you some living tips at the end of our program.
These days, don't forget to adapt your clothes to the changing weather. By the way, do more exercise to prevent from getting flu. These are the selecting news brought you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focuses on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. This is Gao Keyan. See you.
And this is Wei Rongguo. See you.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。